In rapid fire, Sharp began sending out his spies. Hooker's appetite for anything the agents produced was insatiable. The new intelligence chief telegraphed McEntee, who spent much of his time in the field collecting, that the commanding general wanted any information he considered reliable sent to him immediately, no matter whether you think anybody else has forwarded it or not. Ernest Jaeger, a hard-working German-American with a thick accent who had been an army scout, was one of the first agents Sharp ordered behind Confederate lines on February 17th. For 8 days, Jaeger made a wide-ranging tour of Northeast Virginia that took in Dumfries, Brentsville, Catlett Station, Warrenton, Culpeper Courthouse, and Richmond. He reported finding the railroad at Catlett Station in good order, elements of Lee's infantry and cavalry crossing a bridge at the Rappahannock, and four formidable ironclads nearly ready in Richmond. Unlike Pinkerton, who did not appreciate the perishability of military intelligence, Sharp set deadlines and demanded fast turnarounds. The day after Jaeger returned, Babcock sent him out once more to track Confederate regiments near Manassas and Aldie, west of Washington. And almost immediately after that trip, Sharp dispatched him to learn the names of rebel generals commanding Confederates between Kelly's Ford, across the Rappahannock, and Culpeper Courthouse, northwest of Fredericksburg, and to scout the changes they were making in their positions. "And then come back here as soon as you can," Sharp instructed, telegraphing first if possible.